Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
$124 billion of these are sold every year. And you probably got one during the holidays.
Ah, I know what it is now.
It's a gift card.
It's a gift card.
Yep. You know, and Santa has a message that he wants to pass along to everybody. He said milk and cookies are nice, but an occasional gift card would be nice, too. Wink, wink. You know what I'm talking about?
I like them. I like gift cards.
I'm gonna leave a gift card for Santa next year, though.
I would. That's really dumb.
To the Christmas tree store.
That's wrong. Anyway, you know, while the songs were playing, we started talking about some of our gifts during the Christmas season, and we got on the topic of gift cards. How many gift cards did you get this year?
I got two.
I think
we got some for the kids. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. We were actually talking about how kids these days want gift cards a lot more. And I think it's because then they can go and spend it on anything they want, even if it's something they might be embarrassed to admit to.
Kids want that $14 Fortnite gift card. You not seen that online?
No. Okay.
It's a gift card that you can dress up your Fortnite character if you play Fortnite. And so you can make them really cool. But to redeem some of those, you have to go to a website, and you got to put in another password and create an account.
Not worth even to play.
I don't want it. If I got to do homework with my gift card, I don't want it.
Yeah.
You know that the stores, they love gift cards because 9% of gift cards are never redeemed.
Right. And then a lot of them have leftover money that never gets redeemed. So you spend $24 out of $25, and then that dollar is just free money for them.
Okay, I still got some sidewall pizza.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
from, what, 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't say that it loses value, so I haven't checked it out. But I got like $25 left on it.
But it loses value in inflation, because now that same pizza probably costs more than when
logical.
You first got it. That's pretty basic.
I'll get a salad.
Yeah. I've got a Walmart card that has $1.67 on it. I'm just waiting for me to, you know, check out, and it's $1.67.
I'll do that too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got 35 cents on this card.
I do too.
Take that off, and then I will.
I did that the other day at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Because I had like three or four cards with different numbers on them.
Yep.
They roll their eyes. My coffee tastes a little funny too.
Don't they always? Even when you just order?
Yeah,
don't they roll their eyes?
How much do I have on that card? How much do I have left on that one? And here's another one I have. But they say 9% of the cards never redeem. 40% are not redeemed for full value, like Tom said. So that's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost half of them not redeemed for full value. So these businesses are making a lot of money with the gift card.
Yep. It's funny because I think a lot of them resisted it at first, and it turned out to be a huge money maker for them.
But, you know, I just try, if it's a store to buy something,
yeah.
I will always, most likely always spend more than.
Me too.
Now, with food, and it's just me, I'm not going to spend $50 worth of food in one sitting.
Yeah.
So, but I will always try to go above the value.
Well, we got on the topic, too, of being impersonal. Are gift cards impersonal gift to give someone?
Not anymore.
See, and I love them because this year I got an Amazon gift card and a Home Depot gift card. And I was like, this is the best year ever. But then when you give them, there is something like, sorry, I didn't know what to get you. So here.
I don't feel that way at all.
I'm back and forth.
Yeah. I don't feel bad about that.
It's not fun to give compared to like if you found that perfect gift for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't give your uncle an Ulta.
Okay. But
gift card.
Maybe, you know, it's a coworker or somebody that's not as personal. You know, you don't know. It's not like a family member you're giving a gift card to.
Well, I don't care about that. I'm talking about like when it's family. Like your kids. You don't want to give your kid a gift card. You want to try to find that gift that they really wanted.
Right. For me, you know, just wrap me up a wad of cash. That'd be nice. It's not as hard to redeem. I don't have to go to the store. I can go to any store I want to.
Just take me for a happy hour.
Yeah, I will say, how about those Visa gift cards? Because they charge you like an extra $5 to get those.
That's the biggest scam ever.
I know, I don't like it.
And then they go down in value over time. They like take a dollar something a month. Like it really costs them a dollar a month to keep up with that thing.
That's not right.
I don't keep up with mine for free.
Yeah, if I have to get a Visa or a gift card,
yeah,
then I'll just deduct that fee from what I was going to give that person. Oh. I was going to give you $50, but yeah. I had to give you $45.
$45, Merry Christmas. Yeah,
because Visa charged me $5.
Yeah. And that's a crazy amount to charge. That's 10%.
Why do they do that?
Because they can.
Just because they can?
Yeah, okay, I mean, because people buy them.
Okay, well, why doesn't, like, Cracker Barrel or somebody else do that?
Because
they're kind. They're kind people.
I wouldn't go that far.
And they got good food. Yeah. That hash brown casserole.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, won't you just wrap some of that up and give it to me.
I'll take a Cracker Barrel.
Just what I wanted, and it fits.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I have an important warning for you of something you should not eat. And I would never have thought I had to give this warning, but apparently it is a problem, at least in one country. Belgium's food agency, kind of like our FDA, has just issued a random seasonal health warning telling people in Belgium, don't eat your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Although it might look tasty, they say.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It could be covered in dangerous chemicals.
Come on over and have some Christmas tree soup with me. You want to? Right. Have Christmas tree leftovers.
Is that birch or Douglas fir?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, you may wonder, why on earth do they need to issue this warning? It turns out there is a popular book there called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
Yeah.
And I guess that it is possible to eat a Christmas tree if you have gotten a organically grown Christmas tree. But they say you can't just eat a Christmas tree because you don't know what flame retardants or pesticides could be in this tree that could have serious or fatal consequences.
You know, you take the Christmas tree down too sometimes, and there's still that ornament on there that you missed, or those little bitty wires that you have, you know, where you hang the Christmas ornaments, and you're sitting there eating whatever, and all of a sudden you got one of those stuck in you too. Kind of like Christmas tree gristle is what that is.
And not to mention, what if your tree is fake?
Well, that one's definitely not even in the book.
Well, they're idiots if
okay.
they do that.
Okay, yeah, that's going too far, Kate.
But I mean, what would that would probably flavor up some kind of turkey and whatever you're cooking, some kind of meat.
And think of how good your house would smell.
Yeah.
Put a little Douglas fir on the stove, let it just cook all
simmer.
Day. Yeah.
Think of how good the bathroom would smell.
Well, the alert said Christmas trees are not destined to enter the food chain. There's no way to ensure that eating Christmas trees is safe for people or animals. It's so odd to me that this would even have to be published, whether there's a book or not. I mean, who looks at their Christmas tree and thinks that'll be tasty?
Yeah.
Is it really that odd in this day and age? Nothing shocks me.
Tree.
You know what, though? You string that popcorn, put it all around.
Popcorn,
you got you got the little snowy stuff. It's like powdered sugar on your Christmas tree.
You could eat that popcorn like those old school candy necklaces. When you get a little snacky, right. Just go take a bite.
Some Christmas trees, and you put the sugar canes on there, or the candy canes on there. It looks tasty.
Well, apparently this cook, who is an artisan baker and cook in the UK, wrote the book How to Eat Your Christmas Tree, and it featured dozens of recipes that you can make using your tree. The author of the book says you can pretty much eat the whole thing. It's wood.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you could eat the leaves or the sprigs or whatever, but who's going to eat the friggin' trunk of the tree?
But don't they say there are wood chips in cheese, like pre-grated cheese? They say there's wood shavings or something in it.
Yes.
You're halfway there anyway.
The Kraft in the green bottle, the Parmesan cheese.
I'll be honest, sometimes I can't get the wrapper off, so I just leave it on. Of that Kraft American cheese.
Oh, that's fine. It'll melt.
Yeah. The slice.
Yeah, I'm like, you get this wrapper off.
I mean, isn't that what the cheese is made of? But that's the best cheese. I'm sorry.
But you know what? It'd be like a little side garnish, a little sprig of the, you know, Christmas tree.
They say the needles can be used like rosemary.
Uh-huh.
And they're a source of vitamin C, and they can be crushed to flavor gin or vinegar.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you tasted gin, it's probably the people that like to taste gin, the alcohol, because that to me, tastes like a Christmas tree would taste.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't tasted one myself.
Not, you haven't licked a Christmas tree lately, have you?
Not lately.
I guess, first of all, that you would spend money on a book called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
Well,
I mean, there's so much wrong with that. First of all, if it's printed out on paper, then you're actually using a Christmas tree to read the book. And second of all, anyone who's looking at their Christmas tree and going, you know what, we can't just waste this, we're going to eat it.
I'm not going to argue for it because you'll call me dumb, but if you look at rosemary and things like that, it really does kind of look like a little tree. So
I'm not
going
to call you dumb. I could see how you might think I'm going to save a sprig off my tree to season some stuff or something. But to decide you're going to eat the whole thing because of that?
Well, I think people want to save the world and recycle. It's those folks that want to do, you know, something nice for the earth.
I just pulled up this book on Amazon. It's got a 4.5 star rating.
Wow.
That's some flaky people right there.
Well, that means it's a good book.
What's that?
That means it's a good book. That don't mean that they're actually eating it, right?
I don't know. They say it's interesting but a bit difficult to read, a holiday must have, a fun cookbook, slightly misleading title.
You know, what else do you have like in your house? Like you see the plants over there, like that ficus tree or the peace lily, and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to throw that in my roast beef tonight.
I need a little peace in my life.
Yeah.
Let me eat that peace lily.
That poinsettia, mistletoe, hemlock, why not?
You know, next year at Christmas when they do the Festival of Trees at the Hyatt, it's going to be like a buffet.
Oh,
you just walk through and take a sprig from each tree.
And I've heard about those brownies my friend makes.
That's made out of a tree.
That's a plant.
Yeah, true.
And Kato, you mentioned the bathroom. I can't even imagine. That's some fiber right there.
Have you ever like had a big bonfire and you throw on a Christmas tree in there to burn?
Right.
Yeah.
And it crackles and pops.
Yeah, and the smell of burning trees.
Oh my gosh.
Quite frankly, that shredded wheat, is a tree. That's a big bell of hay that you're shoving down your throat.
Shred something.
Oh my.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, it's one thing to make a New Year's resolution for yourself, but some people want to make a New Year's resolution for someone they might be dating.
Wow.
Or a friend. Yeah, average guy finds New Year's resolutions kind of silly, but they say they can work. But a number of guys say they have suggested the New Year's resolution for their wives or girlfriends, and 25%, that's 25% of the guys have done that. And then a number of women who actually listened and agreed to their New Year's resolution. They say 5 in 10 women agreed to their New Year's resolution.
What's the percentage of the guys that are still in a relationship after that?
Yeah, that's a huge red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone's telling you what your resolution should be, I see that as a big red flag.
But wouldn't it be fun? You could get all your frustrations out right before New Year's and go up to people that like a coworker that may be late all the time. Go up and say, hey, how about your New Year's resolution is to be on time?
Okay, you know what?
I bet you have a lot of friends.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Hey, let's take the time and do that right now. Let's set some New Year's resolutions for each other in here.
It's already New Year's. We have to wait.
I feel like the New Year's resolution for that person could be to mind their own business and let the late person come whenever they want.
I wasn't calling anyone out. It was the first thing that came to mind.
Who's the latest in here normally?
That is a mystery.
All right. New Year's resolution for Tori is not to eat carrots in the studio.
I don't eat carrots in the studio.
You did the other day, and they were crunching. I mean, it was loud. You even had your mouth open.
I did not.
I mean, a mouth closed.
Oh, okay. That's true. Yeah. That was okra chips. Thank you very much. And they were very loud. They hurt my own ears as I was chewing.
I mean, I'm used to Tom's crunching over here, but I'm not used to yours.
Me either.
Yeah.
It was loud.
Yeah, I think anytime you're telling someone else what to do is their resolution, that makes you the person who has something.
It's a suggestion. You're not telling them. It's like, hey, how about doing this? If you want to improve your life.
Well, yeah, I'd be like, how about you minding your own business as your resolution?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of the guys actually telling their wives and girlfriends they want to have them, they want to give them a New Year's resolution. They said the number who listened but ignored the resolution, 4 in 10 women.
Yeah,
they listened 40%, and the other was 50%. So half of them listened.
Yeah. Well, you never just come out and say, "I think your resolution should be." You say, "We should work on this together."
Well, and couples do.
We should work on your weight problem. together.
No. But you know what? Couples do that. And they say some ways that the guys get the girlfriends or wives to lose weight, to focus on health, not weight. For some reason, I guess you're trying to eat healthier. Go grocery shopping together if you're making a resolution together.
So he can smack all the Oreos out of my hands? I think not.
Yeah. And then they invite them to do more exercise. Now, I know this could be, if we flip the script, the girls are probably doing that too. I mean, how many times has your wife looked at you, Tom, and said, you know what? I'm concerned about your health. I want you to stick around for me and the kids.
It's a daily conversation. And I don't like it. I get mad about it. I'm like, I don't really want to be here that much longer now.
But see, she's smart about it.
Really?
Well, yeah, because she's saying, I want you to be here for us. It's not, hey, you need to fix this problem of yours. It's, we love you and we want you to be here.
Yeah, what I hear is you're fat and you need to exercise.
Yeah, well.
And I don't want that. And honestly, I'm the kind of person who will do the opposite because it makes me angry. So it actually makes me eat worse and exercise less.
One of the main tricks that the girls use to set the resolution for you is to get you up off the couch, all the fellas. And like, let's go out for a walk. Let's just take a walk around the subdivision. Or, hey, let's take dance class together and learn how to do the, I don't know, shag or what's the other?
Swing dancing.
Well, what's that one? That,
Zumba?
No, dance class. You know,
I don't know what the move is.
Whatever you're doing is not going to help us get.
No, that's the salsa.
You're right. It's a seizure.
No, salsa dancing, you know. Oh, the girls like to do the salsa dancing, and that's what they'll sign you up for a class.
I'll go out for salsa.
But you gotta include the dancing and when chips. You're doing that.
Hold on, Tom. I gotta go back. You said when your wife does that, you want to exercise less.
Yeah.
Can you exercise less than we're exercising?
It's a challenge. I'm working on it this year.
That's his resolution.
Good luck.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Most people think that they're decent human beings, but there's a test out to find out whether you're a trash person or not.
Wow, it's judgmental.
Wow. I love how people say that whenever they spend their whole lives judging other people too, but that's then they add on top of it. Add on top of it the fact that they say that's judgmental.
When you say trash, well, we're not trash.
You are if you do these things.
Wow.
Some people can be. Honestly, okay. I mean.
Thank you, Tori.
Yeah.
All right, so some signs that you're a trash human being, that you're not the good person you think you are. If you let your dog poop on someone else's lawn and don't clean it up.
Now, did they see you? Are they home? And what about churches?
The difference there, Cato, is whether or not you get seen being a trash person or not, but you still are.
Don't let them poop in a church parking lot, especially around Easter.
Not a parking lot.
Well, the grass at the church either. I mean, Easter egg hunt for the kids.
I found a Hershey's.
Yo, gross. God's going to see you.
Uh-huh.
He's going to see you do
he
that.
He found that egg.
Cato, I think you're going to agree with the next one. Not returning borrowed money and just pretending you forgot. Mm-hmm. You had that happen to you.
I don't think they forgot. It's been several times. I've learned, don't ever ask to borrow money from me. I don't care if you need a quarter.
Well.
A quarter.
I think we all have had someone not pay us back.
Right.
It's like, that's just going to be a gift.
If somebody asks to borrow money, just consider it a gift because most likely you won't get it back.
Do you ever bring it up or do you just?
No.
No?
I don't see the people anymore.
Oh, wow.
What makes you mad is when they go buy a new pair of shoes or something and they show you. It's like, oh, look at these new shoes I got. And they borrowed like $16 from me 2 months ago and haven't paid you back.
Or take a vacation. I had someone do that to me. Yeah. They borrowed money and then took a vacation.
Uh-huh. And that's the thing. These people, it's not that they can't pay it back. They just don't want to.
I had a friend, somebody asked to borrow money because something was going to be shut off. I don't remember what. Something. I don't know if cable probably. And posted pictures of them getting their nails done right afterwards. Posted it. So I'm like, well, there you go. Uh-huh.
All right. Leaving the gas pump without moving your car so the next person can use it. You see someone go in the store and they leave their car just sitting there in front of the pump.
If all the other pumps are kind of empty,
that might be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I never leave gas running while I'm going inside. And by the way, if you ever go to Buc-ee's, you're not allowed to leave your car there.
Oh, I saw someone do it on this vacation.
Yeah.
I saw someone left their car right there, and it made it hard to get out, too.
Yep.
Or how about if you're filling your car up, you just leave it on and while it's filling up and you go get you a Snickers bar.
I can't do that. I don't trust
you gotta really run fast.
All right, next, letting your child kick the back of someone's seat at a plane or movies.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a trash person if you allow that.
Oh, okay.
Driving slow on the fast lane and refusing to move over.
Yep.
Sometimes you just don't know.
Yes, I mean, how do you not know? Are you not paying attention while you're driving?
Especially while they're side by side, so you can't even get in the right lane to
right,
go around.
Right, trash.
Wow.
Trash. Leaving your headlights on high beams even when another car is coming towards you.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yes. I left my house because my neighborhood's kind of dark and I have my brights on. I was on Pleasantburg Drive in 385 heading to work when I realized it was still on bright.
And whoever came up with the LED lights. I'm not blaming the drivers because you got to buy your car, but I'm blaming whoever came up with that.
Yep.
A friend of mine got a ticket for having his high beams on.
Good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd get a ticket for driving with high beams on, but he did.
Well, usually people flash their lights at you to let you know. No one. I mean, they were all ran off the road. They never flashed.
Not your fault then, Cato.
If we're going to get a ticket for having high beams on, why do we have that option?
Because you turn them off when a car's coming towards you.
But I'm going to say, oh, okay, so he passed somebody and left him on and got a ticket. That, okay.
Yeah, blinded.
Oh, that's funny.
Lying about your kid's age to get cheaper tickets or cheaper prices.
We just called you out for that.
On a ride.
No, we did not.
To get on a ride on a roller coaster, you taught your daughter how to lie.
That has nothing to do with ripping the people off for their money.
You're a trash person.
You didn't pay any attention.
Yeah, I did.
You don't even know how to do your high beams right.
Well, you know, if they're only like 1 year old, over like the children's menu age.
No. No.
What?
You're stealing at that point.
Well, my mom orders off the kids' menu.
I do too.
I wish they ordered they had smaller portions in restaurants because the portions are huge and it's overpriced.
Yeah.
What if it's just like a month over the birthday? What if it's kind of right there in the ballpark?
That is still
stealing. And it's not like your mom's not going and going, I'm getting a better price because I'm lying about my age. She's just ordering a smaller portion.
But what if the kids don't eat the adult portion? And even though they may be a year or two older.
It's not that. It's that they're saying, okay, up to this age, we charge a super low price. After that, we charge a higher price.
I think it's okay if your kid
stealing.
Don't eat much food.
Or movie theaters. You say your kid's younger than they are. It's wrong.
But why are movies so expensive? And it's $10 for a thing of popcorn and $5
for
the drink?
Don't try to explain it away. It's
You might as well say that people that bring food into a movie theater are stealing. They're stealing money from the concessions that
you're
they should
right.
be buying.
And I sit right there with
people.
My Whoppers.
I don't agree with this one. I don't think you're trash to carry
your
own
letting
food.
Your kids scream nonstop in a public place without even trying to calm them down.
Yes, you're trash.
You just tune it out and let everyone else deal with it.
Okay.
All right, sitting in someone else's seat at a concert or a movie theater and acting offended whenever they ask you to move.
Okay, acting offended is a problem, but sometimes it's too dark in there. You don't know that you're in that wrong seat.
What if you do know, but then you just play like you didn't and still move, but you don't cause a scene? Does that count? Is that half trash?
Half trash.
Okay. I'm half trashy.
Peeing in a pool and laughing about it.
Ew.
I don't do it.
Don't pee in the pool or don't laugh about it.
I don't pee in a pool.
I can't pee in an ocean either. It's just weird. You go out there and you're sitting there, you're trying to get business done and people all around you. And it just, there's something about me being in water. I cannot use the bathroom.
And when the waves hit you, you stop. And
you got to kind of shrink down a little bit and you're going back. It's like you're doing squats.
I was at a resort in Cancun and all my buddies up at the swim up bar, they sat there all day and I don't think I ever saw them get out of the pool.
Did they laugh about it?
No, they didn't say anything either.
All right. Bumping someone's car in the parking lot and driving off. We talked about this the other day. Trash.
Yeah. Did you get caught?
You're trash if you do that. Then finally, hold on. Here's one. Bringing your dog in a grocery store and claiming it's a service animal.
If it's not a service animal.
Calling instead of texting for minor questions.
Oh, come on now.
Yep.
Sometimes it's easier to just chat.
No, it's not.
Okay.
At least text me and ask me if you can call.
And finally, this one. Using an elderly relative's credit card without their knowledge. Oh my gosh.
That's awful. God,
that's worse than trash. I think you're a felon at that point.
I mean, using like their, I don't know, handicap pass, I think would be all right. But
that's just borrowing.
Yeah, it's just borrowing. But,
what if they're not in the car, though? I'm like,
I'm pretty sure we've got some trashy people here in the studio.
They're with you in spirit.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's that time again. Girl Scouts, get ready. The cookies are on their way. I hope so, anyway. It's time for you to earn that clogging up my arteries badge.
The medic badge.
Yeah. Put that on your sash because I'm ready for it. Yeah. When it comes to cookies, I always go to Tom. Is your daughter still involved with the Girl Scouts?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I know I was looking and doing some research, like the oldest Girl Scout ever was 110 years old.
Yeah, my daughter has not gotten that old yet, so she's still eligible.
But I guess you can stay in there for a lifetime and be a Girl Scout.
Yeah, I don't know how that part works, but I mean, you can obviously be like a Girl Scout troop leader and things like that as an adult.
You become a Woman Scout and then a Granny Scout. It's the way it works, apparently. But when it comes to eating the cookies, Americans eat an average of about 18,928 cookies in a lifetime. Now, that's
really
roughly one cookie every day from the age of 18 to 70. That does not even count the cookies that you eat as a child.
You couldn't have rounded that up to 19,000 for us.
I want to be specific. I do not want to lie or stretch the truth here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
More than 18,000.
Now, 21% of us say that we eat upwards of 10 cookies per week. What's your cookie quota per week? I'm 10 easy.
I'm probably 10 in a year.
Really?
Not a big sweets eater, and cookies is not the one I'll go to. I'll go ice cream or a Blizzard or...
All right.
Milkshake.
How about, I know, Tom, your diabetes has kind of changed the curve there for us.
Yeah, I never was a huge cookie person. Right. I would eat them occasionally.
I tell you what, I used to buy the cookies from his daughter, Tom's daughter, and the best were those s'mores. The first couple of years they came out, those were the best cookies I've ever eaten.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like the taste went away.
I think they changed the supplier because they had those different suppliers.
Yeah, and they just got to where they weren't as good. So.
Well, they're getting rid of them.
That's what I read.
Yeah.
I won't be buying.
This is the last year for s'mores and one other one. Toasties. Toasties, yeah.
Yes. Well, now, you probably toss more cookies than you eat, then, is what you're saying.
It's been a long time since I've done that, too.
Yes.
But probably. I did have cookies over the holidays that, I was at people's house and
cookies,
I brought some home. Yeah.
Now, they say that Thin Mints are like everybody's favorite Girl Scout cookie, which surprises me.
No, they're great, especially in the fridge. Oh, so good.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you can make those at home yourself by pouring chocolate syrup on poker chips.
There you go. And I guess based on the people that eat them, Thin is in their name only. That's kind of ironic. But no, Thin Mints, obviously, that's not my favorite. Now, I will say that I can eat, are Girl Scout cookies still a single serving? One box is still a single serving?
It's gotten smaller, the boxes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think at least one row.
Yeah.
I think a row is reasonable. Yeah.
People say they can eat the whole sleeve of Thin Mints, and it counts as just one single serving.
Yeah.
And I guess here's something you didn't know about Thin Mints. Like Fig Newtons and Nilla Wafers, they're in the cookie category, but not really. Like, because Fig Newtons, really, are they really a cookie?
Oh, they're really not, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Thin Mints is a mint.
Yeah, well, it's a mint cookie.
Well, at Tom's house, poker chip wrapped in chocolate, apparently.
Hey, we have to save money.
And the Girl Scouts are getting creative when it comes to selling them. Now you can even, you can use your credit card. They got those little bitty machines there sitting at the Girl Scout cookies table. Yeah, just use your credit card, swipe it card.
And that used to be my diet plan because they'd be like, do you want Girl Scout cookies? And I was like, I don't have any cash. And now they're like, that's fine. You can swipe your card.
They know us.
Girl.
Yeah. And then they get creative in the states that actually sell marijuana, and they set up outside the vape stores.
That's a lot of those great stores, idea.
Yeah.
It's the vape stores.
Like vape stores
the
smoke shops that you go in there. The Girl Scouts will have a little table sitting out there like they do at Walmart here in the South.
Great idea.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's like you go in there like, oh, okay. No wonder you're a little bit hungry. I'll take 28 of those boxes, please. That's kind of being an entrepreneur right there. Yeah.
I have friends that have in the past purchased like dill pickled peanuts from the Girl Scouts. And where are those?
I've never heard of that.
I'm a salty person. I like savory versus sweet. So if you're selling anything other than cookies, call me.
That sounds like something the Boy Scouts would sell.
No, it's a, I think it's a Girl Scout can. I've seen it. And she bought them 1 year, but I do not know where. But, yeah, if you're selling, like, the peanuts, I would like to buy some. If you're a Boy Scout selling the pizza kits, I enjoyed that.
Okay.
But I don't want wrapping paper.
Well, you know, going back to the Girl Scouts and being very creative.
Hold on. Kato's not done telling the Scouts what he wants.
Yeah, this is what you need to be selling.
Okay.
Yeah. Six packs will be nice.
Kato, you could still buy those peanuts.
Can you?
Yeah, online. $9 for a can.
I don't want to go through that much time. Well, I just need to walk up and buy them.
Why don't you just go to the convenience store and get the boiled peanuts in the big can thing?
You don't have to go to a convenience store for that.
These are peanuts, dry peanuts, but they're dill pickled flavor.
Oh,
if you want boiled peanuts, you just drive on 25 going, you know, up to Asheville.
Oh, yeah.
You just out there on the side of the road.
They're so good, too. I love boiled peanuts,
but
too.
Going back to, like, some good places to probably put, like, Girl Scout cookie stands, you could do it, like, outside of a gym, maybe, you know? It's like, just tempt people as they are coming out. Like,
that's
hey, you
wrong.
Worked off all those calories.
You earned it.
Yeah.
Come get some.
Any place else? You couldn't set up really outside liquor stores here. That wouldn't be as efficient.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe a club, like a nightclub.
Do you think?
About midnight, right before they close at 2.
Ain't it past your bedtime?
I mean, just right before they go to Waffle House.
I'm getting my late night badge tonight, sir. You want to buy some cookies?
The night owl badge.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to give a shout out to Chris Justice.
Yeah.
Channel 4. He's the chief meteorologist.
Yeah.
He has gone all in on this storm.
Uh-huh.
And he was all in on it early.
Yeah.
He was the first person I saw saying, I think we're going to have snow on Friday.
Going to own it.
He is like, here's the thing about this is I'm sure there's other weather forecasters that have got on board now to some degree.
We
or
know
another.
A lot here in the upstate.
But yeah. Chris Justice is like, he's the one who's, I'm looking at the map right now, 4 to 8 inches in Asheville, 2 to 4 inches in Greenville and Spartanburg and Anderson, 1 to 2 inches in Greenwood, Abbeville, Elberton, Georgia.
I love Elberton.
Okay, this is a risk for him because if this don't happen, he's going to have to own up to that, and people are going to give him a hard time.
Do you think when he goes into work and he does get something wrong that they're beating him up?
Well, I think on something this big, yes.
Wow.
So that's why this is so gutsy of him, is that he is willing to put this down. He has got to believe hard for this kind of a prediction.
Well, have you seen his Doppler? Come on.
No, I haven't.
It's on 85.
It's there for everyone to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, everybody
oh,
sees.
Cover that Doppler up.
I thought that was John Sesrich's Doppler.
Well, he had to turn it over the reins.
He handed it down, yes.
Yeah.
It's like an heirloom is
that.
What that is. It's a Channel 4 heirloom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying that to go in all the way like this takes some guts, especially to be first one and to be so strong on it. Either he's incredibly well-educated and he knows what he's doing, or he's a gambler and he goes to Vegas all the time and he's betting big.
Well, he's got to think it's going to happen because could you imagine the weather forecast going, hey, this weekend it could be warm, it could be cold, it could snow, it could rain, it could be sunny. Enjoy your weekend.
Just look out your window and you know exactly what the weather's going to be.
But you could predict a chance for snow without going in like he's going in. If you wanted to hedge your bets, you could be like, looks like we may have a chance for some snow this weekend, but he's not saying that. He is saying it's going to be insane. He's predicting the biggest snow we've had. First of all, the first snow we've had in over 1,000 days.
And I thought you were going to say years.
The biggest snow we've had in friggin' ages.
Well, and when I think about predictions, too, when people get them wrong, is like the end of the world predictions where you see these people say the world's going to end on this date. And then you get to that date, and the world does not end.
Yeah, those people are crazy.
That's like a happy surprise, though. You know what I mean? That's one of those where you're like, whoa, thank goodness they were wrong.
Yeah. For them, they're probably like, darn.
Yeah, okay,
I look like an idiot now. I sure wish the world had ended.
But they go to bed that night going, okay, well, I'm not going to be here tomorrow morning. So, you know, you go to bed and you wake up and you're like, oh, man, I got that one wrong.
I got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Not only that, but you got to be the laughing stock. Those people, most of them just fade into the, like, they're like, forget I said that.
Okay, how about the sports? sportscasters that say, hey, this is what the score is going to be this Sunday, the big game.
I don't ever see that. I see them predict like, oh, the over-under is this or that. But I don't see anyone predict with the confidence that Chris Justice has on this snow.
I mean, they bet in Vegas what a score is going to be on
the
game.
They bet on the over-under.
We should bet on the snow.
That would be a good idea, the over-under. Like, is it 2 inches? Is it 4 inches? And if you bet on the 2 inches and it's four, you lose.
They always make the predictions, though, before the game. Hey, what do you see? And they go, well, you know, the Chiefs, 27, and you got the Ravens, 42.
It ain't the same thing.
Okay.
I mean, they aren't sitting there a week out going, I know it's going to be this, and oh, my God, they're going to beat them even worse now. Oh, my gosh, it's definitely going to be a 40-point swing or something.
Well, the ones in the inner circle who know it's all already paid off and planned,
they
do that.
Oh, Lord, gosh.
Well, this is the government. They're controlling our weather, right?
I've heard. I read it somewhere that they are.
I want to shout out to Chris for having the guts to, because on Monday, we're going to be in here, and we're either going to be reeling from the snow and calling him a genius, or we're going to be mocking him and making fun of what
I'm
a dingbat he is.
You might say that something like that,
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the upstate, Hawk. You run around with your holier than thou, I don't judge anybody bullcrap.
No, I'm not saying
but
that.
The rest of the world, we're normal, and we will do that.
You're spinning it, first of all, to make me look bad.
No, I don't have to.
This is what it is. It's like I make so many mistakes about time here on the show, I can't call anybody else out on mistakes.
I just want to thank him for doing it over the weekend. I'm really looking forward to that.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, I already wrote him, and I told him this is very inconvenient. Can he schedule it for another time? Because we just had Helene, and this could cause a lot of problems, and it would be nice if he would move it later in the year.
That's true.
My kids did not respond. Later in the year, thank you.
Yeah. I do wish snow would come in the summertime so it's warmer out.
Okay. Well, I don't even know.
That would be nice. You walk outside, and you're like, what? Ain't that hot?
I'll say this.
Nice.
A lot of the kids are upset that it's on the weekend because they want a couple days off of school.
They just had 2 weeks off.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
I could use another day off too, though.
I could too. I wish I'd get snowed in for a week.
I'll be honest, I've been off all day today. At least 25% off.
Well, I'm excited. I'm curious to see if we get the snow or not. It doesn't seem like it will be the end of the world because it should eventually melt off and not be stuck around for like weeks, it doesn't seem like.
A couple years ago, didn't they predict it and nothing happened?
Actually, I think the last one they predicted as far as, the storm, Helene and all, they predicted right. Well, now, the snow, they hit and miss sometimes.
Well, he lived through that one, so if he gets it wrong, he'll live through this one too.
I don't think that would have been him.
But I'm excited because I have friends with kids that's never seen snow.
Oh,
and
they want
me to come and get snowed in with them. I'm like, I have no desire to play in it.
Worst part about that is when you have toddlers and you dress them all up to go out to play in the snow, and it takes you about 40 minutes to get them all, you know, hunkered down and dressed up. They go outside, play for 10 minutes, and it's cold outside. And then they come back in, it takes 40 minutes to get all their clothes off, gloves, mittens, all that stuff.
Looking like the little brother from A Christmas Story.
Exactly.
Alfie, I can't move my arms.
Push them down.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.